Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries in Lakeside. It's good to be with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Lamentations. We are at the last chapter. Last chapter of Lamentations. We're going to finish it up today. And, you know, just referring back a few verses, just as we look, the breath of our nostrils. In verse 20, and the Lord's anointed was captured in their pits, of whom we had said, under his shadow we shall live among the nations. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, who dwells in the land of Uz. But the cup will come around to you as well. You will become drunk and make yourselves naked. The punishment of your iniquity has been completed, O daughter of Zion. He will exile you no longer, but he will punish your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will expose your sins. Now, in verse 20, King Zedekiah, although called the Lord's anointed, had very little spiritual depth and leadership power. Instead of putting his faith in God and listening to God's prophet, Jeremiah, he listened to the false prophets to make matters worse. The people chose to follow and trust in their king. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 11 to 23. They chose the path of false confidence and complacency, waiting, wanting to feel secure rather than to follow the directives God was giving his people through Jeremiah. But the object of their confidence, the king, Zedekiah, was captured. And, you know, you follow a man, you're going to get in trouble. You follow a man, you're going to fail. Everything is going to fail. And it's going to go down the drain. Edom was Judah's archenemy, even though they had a common ancestor, Isaac. That's in Genesis 25, verses 19 to 26, 36, verse 1. Edom had actively aided Babylon in the siege of Jerusalem. As a reward, Nebuchadnezzar gave the outlying lands of Judah to Edom. Jeremiah said that Edom would be judged for her treachery against her brothers. That's also in Jeremiah 49, verse 7 to 22, Ezekiel 25 to 20, to 12 to 14, Amos 9, 12, Obadiah 1 and verse 21. Now, in chapter 5, as we get into the fifth and final chapter of this, remember, O Lord, what has befallen us. Look and see our reproach. Our inheritance has been turned over to strangers, our houses to aliens. We have become orphans without a father. Our mothers are like widows. We have to pay for our drinking water. Our wood comes to us at a price. Our pursuers are at our necks. We are worn out. There's no rest for us. You see, this is what happens when you disobey God and you walk away from him. We've submitted to Egypt and Assyria to get enough bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more. It is we who have borne our iniquities. Slaves rule over us. Slaves rule over us. You know, that is a bad one. There is no one to deliver us from their hand. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin has become as hot as an oven because of the burning heat of famine. They ravished the women in Zion, the virgins in the cities of Judah. Princes were hung by their hands. Elders were not respected. Well, you can't expect somebody when they Worship idols? False gods? You can't expect anything. Young men worked at the grinding mill, and youth stumbled under the loads of wood. Elders are gone from the gate. Young men from their music. The joy of our hearts has ceased. Our dancing has been turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our heads. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Woe to us, for we have sinned. After expressing the full extent of this, of his or her grief, the true believer should turn to God. In prayer, here Jeremiah prayed for mercy for his people. At the end of his prayer, he wondered if God was exceedingly angry, but God would not stay angry with him forever. As it says, Micah 7, verse 18, he does not return. Actually, he does not retain his anger forever because he delights in unchanging love. Now, in verse 14, during peace and prosperity, the leaders and the elders of the city would sit at the city gate and talk over politics, theology, and philosophy, as well as conduct business. In the verse 14, elders are gone from the gate. This is where they just sit there and talk. Now, because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes are dim. Because of Mount Zion, which lies desolate, foxes prowl in it. You, O Lord, rule forever. Your throne is from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to you, O Lord, that we may be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are exceedingly angry with us. A high calling clouded by low living results, indeed, suffering lamentations, gives us a portrait of the bitter suffering of the people of Jerusalem. Experience when sin has finally caught up with them and God turned his back on them. Every material goal they had lived for collapsed. But although God turned away from them because of their sin, he did not abandon them. That was their great hope despite their sinful past. God would restore them if they returned to him. That's all he asked. Through this entire ordeal, that is all that he asked through Jeremiah, through the prophet Jeremiah. He asked them to repent. The simple message of the prophet is repentance. They simply refused. They would not do it. They just went about their business and they worshiping their false gods. Can you imagine being that disobedient and that headstrong to do your own thing? And this is simply a decision that they made to utterly reject God. And they did it willingly. And when they did, they suffered. They suffered greatly. And this is something that we ought to take to heart, because These things can happen to anybody if they reject God. They rejected willingly, and they willingly walked away. Did not repent. They simply said, "No, God, I don't want you. We're not going to. We're going to do our own thing. You know, we've went this far without any problem. I think we can go the rest of the way." But no, you can't do it. You cannot keep going down the road of rejecting God. You just can't do it. You can't keep walking down that road of just simply ignoring God, rejecting Christ, His blood, and everything it stands for. If you do, sooner or later it's going to catch up to you. It will catch up to you, folks. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, come into our lives anew. God, touch our hearts. Let us be a part of your family and your blood and your spirit. Come into our lives. Let us be born again. And let us be a part of your family, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening, and please write to us. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.